Others have the issue that they are working really long hours. So they're working overtime. They experience that this is taking a big toll on their health as well, and also their relationships. And so their want, their requirement, their need is to cut down the work time. And so again, get more things done in the existing time so that they can spend more time, for example, with their loved ones.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Hi, hello to today's episode of Lead Well. So let's talk about time management. In all the conversations I had with my coaches over the last 6 years, and I've had more than probably 1,200 coaching calls in that time, there was a number one topic, and it was time management. And so the interesting thing is, and that's a question I invite you to ask yourselves, is what is actually behind that want to have a better time management? So what is the purpose of this question? Why would you want to have better time management? What I have found is there are multiple facets of what the reason is. So some of my coaches said they have too much work to do. So they need better time management so that can fit in more into their work days so that they can all the things done that are expected of them. So that's one thing, too much work to do for the time that is there and a better way of doing it. Others have the issue that they are working really long hours. So they're working overtime. They experience that this is taking a big toll on their health as well, and also their relationships. And so their want, their requirement, their need is to cut down the work time. And so again, get more things done in the existing time so that they can spend more time, for example, with their loved ones. Others say that they want to have quality time. They are so always busy, even in their leisure time, even in their personal time, they are keeping themselves busy. And so it's not only the work-related time tasks that they want to manage better, but also their private time. And also, I mean, some of them are at the point where they feel really physically exhausted. So there is a need to cut back, or at least a need to, well, better manage their time. Actually, today I had a conversation which was also really interesting with a coachee who said, Christine, time management, again, my number one goal, my number one topic in our coaching relationship. And the interesting thing was, this person said, whenever I have a vision or a goal, like for my job, I have a goal and I know what to do and then I can structure my time. But for example, in my free time, I don't have a real goal. So I don't have a purpose there. And that's why I waste my time. For example, in this situation, I don't get up on a Saturday morning, even if the sun is shining out there, because I don't have a real idea. I don't have a plan, because also I don't like planning. But I don't even have a purpose of why I should get up and out of my bed on a Saturday morning. So two things really, or multiple things. Putting more into a given time frame, so getting more done, reducing work hours, and also this need of having a structure and probably also having a purpose to then be able to structure for it. And of course, we cannot manage everything in just the 15 minutes or so today, but let's look into some additional ideas around time management. So my personal aspect or my personal way of looking at it is similar to eating, to nutrition. Because if you think about it, in earlier days when you went out to have dinner, like in my youth, which is a long time ago, there was a prepared plate. And the dishes were rather small. So the portions were rather small as well. And you could get there, you could sit down, or even at a dinner table at home, you would put your food on your plate and then you would eat it. And actually, my parents, they would always expect me to eat what's on the plate, but they gave me the opportunity to put my food, my nutrition on my plate. So I had control over how much I put on my plate. And I feel the same was true for work at that time. Because I remember I could always end my Friday evening with a clean desk. Even if I had to put in maybe 12, 13 hours on a Friday, I knew that when I left on a Friday evening, everything was done. Well, the bad news is today that's no longer possible. And you might think of all different reasons why it's the case. I think a lot of it is that the requirement, the demands of companies because of the necessity to cut costs is so high that everyone, or at least a lot, almost all of the people I've been working with in a coaching situation so far have more on their plate, more on their agenda that they can actually fit in. So it's like they have a huge, enormous plate and the stomach has grown. So if you have a huge plate, you can only eat as much as fits in your stomach. And yes, there are ways you could kind of grind it and produce smoothies or juices out of it. And then that way you can fit in more. But at the end, there is a boundary, there is a threshold that you cannot get over. And I think it's very similar with tasks. And that's why time management has become so important these days. Because yes, there are several things that you can do. You can do more in the same time. The question is, would I want to do it? Because when you think about it, if you want to have better time management because you already feel extremely busy, do you think you'll feel less busy by doing more in the same time frame? So maybe, maybe not. And yes, there are strategies, and we'll definitely look into them, of how to fit more into your day. And a lot of them are probably counterintuitive at the first glance. The other thing is sometimes we keep working on something, we keep improving some things because there is this perfectionism. We want to make everything great. We want to make sure that once we hand something over, it's perfect. And that also can impact the rate of how much we can get done. So think about in agile development, there is a term that's called definition of done. So this defines when is a product good enough to be released. And yes, it's probably not perfect. And yes, there probably will be an iteration. But everybody in this case agreed of when is it good enough. So maybe one idea is, have your own definition of done. So when are things good enough? And we're all human. We will never, ever produce perfect results. That's just a given. And there is this 80-20 rule that says, well, at the end of the day, you probably can achieve 80% of your results, 80% of your success as well, with 20% of input. Of course, you need to find out what is this 20%. But it's not necessary to go to 100% because the last few percentage points are so hard to achieve. So define for yourself, what is it that you can live with? And for some of you, this might be a really hard exercise. And we'll talk about perfectionism and how to deal with that at a later stage. But have this definition of done for yourself and say, okay, when I've got it done to this point, I will then hand it over and I can have a next iteration then after that. So do more in the same time is one thing. The other way of looking at time management is, as I said, is if the plate is too big and if there is too much stuff on the plate, you might have to take things off that plate. So make sure that you're not doing or not trying to stuff down everything that's on that plate. But make sure that you make a right choice. It's like when I go to eat from a buffet, I do that very consciously, and I'm sure you do that as well. So I go through the entire buffet once and have a look around and notice what's there. And then I make my choice. I make my selection. And of course, I have my nutrition plan in my head. So I know that I want to get some veggies and I want to get some really good food. And then, yes, of course, I want to have some space also for a bit of dessert so that I can have a good idea already of what I can take in before I actually stuff my plate. And if someone else went to the buffet and brought me back that plate, would I eat everything on there? Would you eat everything that I would bring you from a buffet? Probably not. And maybe this is a good way of thinking about all the different tasks that you have on your agenda. So be really critical. And in the next episode, we will talk about how can you make that choice? How can you prioritize? How can you delegate? How can you say no to things that ended up on your plate? It's like going around a supermarket. In a supermarket, there are so many things that I could buy, and I say no to 99.9999% of everything that's out there. And I only take what I know that I can handle and it's good for me and I need to get done. And of course, sometimes there are things that I don't like, but I know are good for me. And in a work environment, that's probably the things that need to get done, even if I don't like them that much, but they will help me later on. So, yes, we all have a wide variety of things that are brought to us. And it doesn't stop with work because, yes, at work, I hear so many people say that their number of employees has been reduced and they are expected to do the same thing. So, yes, you have to manage that. On the other hand, a lot of my coaches also struggle with their leisure time. Because either they feel they are not taking full advantage of that time, like this person today, or they feel that there is so much to do and I want to make sure that I take full advantage of every minute of my free time. And then again, it's a sort of pressure that has not been there 30, 40 years ago. Because nowadays, with the internet, we have such a broad variety of things that we see that look so beautiful, that are so interesting, that you probably weren't aware of all this time ago. So again, it's your necessity to make a choice. It's your necessity to prioritize. I think prioritization is so much more important today than it has been in the past. And it has always been pretty important. But this is something that is really crucial in today's environment. And I'm talking work and also the personal space. Of course, we will look into that in next week's and probably in 2 weeks' time episodes, where we will look into very specific approaches to, first of all, get more done in the same time, Because yes, there are strategies to do that. And then on the other hand, also find strategies to get things off your plate and deal with those high demands that are out there so that you can use your time wisely, that you can know exactly what to do with your time without feeling pressured and also without having the need to plan every single minute of your day. Because if you are like me, I don't like that. I want to have some space. I want to have some time to breathe. So I schedule that in. I have that in my head that I need that as well. And so to give you a bit of time to calm down, to breathe, what we can do today is you can put together your hands, so your fingertips, the fingertips of your two hands, and start looking at them, or you could also close your eyes and then start moving one hand down the other so that your fingertips slide across the other fingers and then the palm of your hand and then up again and alternate and do that really slowly. For those of you who have a bit of a hard time relaxing, you can keep your eyes open and closely look at one of your fingers as it slides down the other hand. Closely notice where the fingertips touch the other hand, how that feels. And at the end, you might even take your two hands and put them very, very lightly over your eyes. Enjoy the dark space that this creates. Take a breath or two. And then let your fingertips slide down over your face. Open your eyes again. And enjoy the rest of your day. So thank you very much for listening today. And as I said, the next probably two episodes will keep on this topic of time management with some very specific ideas and inspirations for you. Lead well, yourself and others, and talk to you soon.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.